I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List two.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, Em.
How are you?
Nervous.
I've been thinking a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you are moments away from your wedding.
I know.
And I wanted to kind of do a little something special today.
Okay.
So I'm bringing in an expert.
Oh.
Who is named Emily Durrette.
Great.
She is going to come help us plan and get ready mentally and emotionally for your wedding day.
Yeah, I mean, it is coming up. And I feel pretty much done at this point. But there are some, like, emotional landmines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I have, like... Yeah.
It's a crazy time. Like, I understand now.
Well, you just got married
on
this
other side of it. Like, why bridezillas exist? Why, you know, all these things, you know, come out of this wedding experience?
Because
it's an emotional time.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you did everything, right?
I did.
You did everything yourself. And I'm pretty much doing everything. Although, I do feel like I have help. You know,
which is great.
I don't know what that help has been, you know, but I do feel like people are willing to help.
Yes.
I don't know what I need them to do exactly.
That's part of the problem, right?
It's okay.
Like, what do I delegate? But we're going to get into all of this. I know, you know, we're preparing you
right for
this great send-off. So Emily is, She's a youth. She's 24.
Okay.
And believe it or not, she has been married for 2 years.
What?
I know. It's wild.
She's a unicorn.
We're going to have to figure that out. Maybe we should just bring her in here.
Yeah. I mean, we need her.
Follow us at OMFG Pod.
Oh, yeah. Let's pay some bills, girl.
And, you know, if you want some fun updates about Deanna's wedding prep, we'll probably post a thing or two.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, subscribe on iTunes. We love when we have people who, you know, listen and tweet out at us and let us know that they're involved, because you guys mean the world to us. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Let's bring Emily in here and get into it.
I'm legit nervous right now.
Good.
OMFG.
So we are here with the Emily Durrette.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining
us. You feel very official. Thank you.
You are very official because you are our wedding expert today.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You're not only our wedding expert, you're our marriage expert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a big role.
I have a little bit under my belt. I can be... Yeah, I'll do my best.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a newlywed still, and Deanna is about to be a newlywed.
I'm an almost wed.
Yay.
Which is super, super exciting. So I, you know, just remembering just a nary few months ago what that emotional journey was like, I just felt like it's time for you to be prepped
for this. I really needed it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, Emily's really cute. You got red hair.
Oh, thank you.
Just a little wisp of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are 24?
I'm 24.
We haven't even had a 24-year-old say, like, I'm interested in getting married.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know any other of your people in Los Angeles who are married in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, a couple.
Whoa.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Other than your husband.
Other than my husband, I know literally a married couple who are our same age and got married right around the same time that we did. And my best friend out here just got engaged.
Okay.
So they're getting married soon.
Mazel tov, best friend.
Yes. Congratulations, John and Hannah.
Shout out.
So, yeah. But, you know, a lot of my friends that I went to school with, and I think there is a thing with our generation of, you have to get yourself together first before you can get married, which I totally get, but also like let things just happen in life and you kind of just have to go with it. Like,
yeah.
Who knows when any of that's going to fall into place?
Well, from the people I went to college with, we had one married couple. And when we were all in LA in our early 20s, I know that they felt like, I know I didn't do the best to respect their marriage in terms of like, this is a couple who is together. And like, we'd always be at their apartment and like, people would stay way too long. And do you know what I mean? There was like, not a respect of like, this is a marriage. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do you have that at all? Are people like blown away by the fact that you're married? Like, what goes on?
Yeah, people are blown away a lot.
I mean, I'm blown away, but.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, if I were like, 10 years ago, look back at my life and be like, oh, I'm going to be married at this age and I'm going to do that. Like, I never would have thought that I'd be married at this
age.
Like, it wasn't a plan. But again, it's just like, that's how life happens.
Yes.
So a lot of people are blown away. I also think I look a little younger than I even am. So a lot of people are like, you're married, and they're very shocked, and I have to go through an explanation about that. So I do get that a lot. But friends are very respectful and supportive, and like, they get it. And my husband's super cool, so people kind of understand.
How'd you guys meet?
We met at summer camp when we were 14.
Come on.
I know.
Can you handle that story?
That is so cute. It's
too much. We met at summer camp. We were friends for a while. We started dating. We dated all through high school. We were actually long distance in high school,
which was
crazy. But we had very cool, supportive parents, so that worked pretty well. And
they were like, these two are going places. Let's get them together.
I don't know. The first time I asked my parents if a boy that they didn't know could come visit us and stay with us, they were not totally on board.
Did you tell them that he was gay? Because that's what I used to do with my
Really? Oh, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
well.
I said he was my friend, and they were like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
Sorry, pass that. But after they met him, they're like, okay, this is a cool teenager, and we like him. And I don't know if they knew we were going to be together forever, but they were always very supportive.
Did they know you were, like, banging at that time? Or?
They may not have been. Were
well,
they?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, boy.
I mean, not that first time. But,
yeah. Oh, good. So you guys, okay. So they...
Not on the first date.
Not on the first visit. No.
Not on the first. So it really was a sweet first visit.
It was an innocent visit. It was our first visit. We had our first kiss. We weren't even technically dating yet.
Oh,
it was
God,
very
I love
sweet.
It. This is storybook shit.
Slept in separate bedrooms in my parents' home. Yeah.
And you like knocked between the walls like,
I love
you're
you.
Cute.
Yeah.
We used to, when we've been dating for a little bit longer, I'm sure my parents know this by now, but we would stay in the same room, set an alarm for like 4 a.m., and then one of us would get up and go to the, which like, why do that?
Oh
I mean,
gosh.
But that was
why
like,
not do that?
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
the obvious thing to do.
That was our like foolproof plan, is that we'd do that every night. So.
That's awesome.
They were like in bed rolling their eyes, like, mm-hmm. Shut that goddamn alarm off.
Yeah, they like, had to have known, but you know,
that's really adorable.
So that's amazing. How has married life been?
It's been good. It's we got married right before we moved to LA, so our marriage has all been in LA, which I think those are two pretty huge transitions.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot at once. We've been together for so long, we've known each other for so long, we know each other so well that it's great having that person here for that crazy move of moving to LA, but it also put a lot of strain on each of us individually and as a couple. And just in the past year, once LA got a little bit easier, we found our people and like kind of have a sort of a schedule, that's all gotten a lot easier. But it's shown us how important it is to put energy into each other, and not, because that's why I think a lot of people don't get married at our age, is because it's like, I have to make my career happen, I have to do my thing,
like everything takes your energy.
Yeah. So,
are you both actors?
I'm an actress and an improviser, and he's a musician. So, again, full time, everything, energy. But we understand what each other has to do, to be here. So that's good.
Okay, cool.
That's great. Okay, so I was talking with Deanna this morning, and you know, I was just doing a normal check in, and she started rattling off like a million stressed out questions, and I was like, I want to answer every single one of these. But I'm going to save them for right now. So one of the first concerns Deanna has is...
Okay, so I haven't fully worked this out yet, and I don't know exactly what I'm doing with it, but I have a question mark in terms of the day itself. So I'm doing a Chinese banquet in New York City.
Ooh.
My fiance is Chinese. And I'm just wondering, like, I have a girl, I have a woman who's going to be our Chinese, like, well, she's Chinese. She's not going to be our Chinese. Like, Chinese. She's going to be our MC for the day, for the.
Like, is that a planner? What is an MC?
See, that's what I'm like. Can I put some shit on this MC? Like, what do, you know, the MC is like a. Getting
a day of coordinator is what I would think. She's the master. She's ushering people to and fro. A master's of ceremonies.
Making things happen. Yeah.
Right? I'm gonna find out if I can push her a little bit further than I think her general like
what's
duties
her name?
Are. Her name is Cece.
Okay, we're gonna push Cece because I think that's what they're for.
So, like, she's going to, there's some things, it's like a 9-course meal. Mm. There is a tea ceremony. I'm getting in and out of a dress. So there's some elements that, like, I am happy to have her. There's people who only speak Chinese. So she's going to be able to speak Cantonese and speak English and do things that I think are going to be fun and helpful in terms of the day.
Yeah.
But, like, who is decorating?
Mm.
What I'm like, am I decorating?
And do you have a florist?
I do.
So the florist should do, I mean, they should do all the flowers. They should bring them, put them.
They're going to bring them, put them.
They're going to bring them, put them.
Okay, and they're going to be, I don't know if this is like, I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm doing this. I'm like, you're going to shuffle those two arrangements from the church and march them shits right into the banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you waste them?
I'm not wasting them, and I'm not spending extra money on that.
No. Okay, yeah, great. You take everything you can.
And repurpose it into the new space.
Yes. You bought it.
Yeah, well, so, and there's not much to do. I just have to set up, like, the dessert people are going to set up that, the dessert table, I'm assuming. And then
they should.
Absolutely.
And then, but like the table, I to put out the signing book and stuff and have that look cute. I don't know if I'm doing that.
Mm. You should definitely not ever do that.
Yeah, you should delegate.
Did you guys do anything in terms of anything on the day of, or am I just getting dressed and showing up?
That is what you should do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's up to you and like your
what
people.
What did you do?
Yeah.
I remember planning in my head that I was going to go to the venue in the morning with my mom, who did a lot for our wedding, and I was going to see the space, and I was going to like be like, yes, this there, and like have a whole, and I literally walked in for like 2 seconds, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Put it, I don't care, and just like went and got ready because it was all too much. So I think just delegate, and it'll happen, and it's just fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Like, my best friend did her whole wedding DIY. Like, I was up on a ladder at 7 a.m. on her wedding day hammering shit, and she was, like, running everywhere and crazy, and I just, I mean, no offense to you, Sarah Takanaga, I love you.
We love you, Sarah.
I was just like, I never, and that it works for her. She loves that stuff.
Right.
But, like, I was just like, I want to be so in a different mindset in the morning of my wedding, you know? Like, I just want, so it really is up to you what you want.
There's going to be a turnaround in terms of the meal. So, I mean, people care about this. Are we just like giving these people? The listeners, look, this is where we're at, listeners. You're with us or you're not.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up. So there's going to be a turnaround in terms of the meal. And so, like, that space is, it's going to be like 4 o'clock when decorating can even happen. And then we're going to be up in there in 5:30. So, like,
okay.
So, and I'm going to be getting married at 4. So I don't know who's doing this.
Step one, we're making a phone call to Cece.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, All right, that's where you start.
And then if it's not Cece, my second person that I would think that you could delegate this to is the actual venue, because there's a person there who's representing the venue who will be there, who may or may not already do that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay.
So that's what you need to find
out.
Okay, great.
How did your seating go? Was it stressful?
It was a little stressful. Yeah. In my experience, the guest list generally was the most stressful part.
Oh,
of
God, that's what I thought,
everything.
Too.
It's so stressful.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
I want to say I know that more people showed up than we expected.
What?
Like,
what do you mean?
They say you can expect for like
more people showed up.
Well,
who are they?
Don't stress out.
But who are they?
You can like expect a certain percentage to decline.
Who showed up that you were not expecting?
We did truly have a couple wedding crashes, not wedding crashes. They didn't do anything awful, but we had like a handful of people show up who were not invited.
Did you know them?
Friends of friends. One of them I'd never met in my life, but I had seen him, and I was. Truly very mad, but I was like, you know what? I can't. I gotta let it go. There's like one great picture from our wedding that's a really close group of friends. It's all our friends. And then this guy that I don't know in this picture drives me crazy.
And I will say this.
Okay.
I feel like when you're younger, people don't know the rules of wedding. Okay.
This is true.
Right? So I'm not sure that what's happening at a 22-year-old wedding will happen. But people wrote in on mine like, yes, like just one person was invited and they would write in a plus one.
People think weddings mean plus ones when they don't necessarily.
Right. And I pretty much, for the most part, gave everybody a plus one because I've hated being single and not getting, because it's so hard to be at a wedding and I get it. It's so rude. Like, you don't want some rando there. And I'm like, look, I hope people who don't have a plus one will just be like, I don't have, like, if right. you don't, if you can't wrestle one up, yeah. just please let me get that back. And I have shook those people down. I have wrestled, I've like wrangled them right out of their hands.
Can I bring my best friend Sarah?
Nah.
Can I bring my brother?
Yeah, it's like so silly.
Yeah. I had a friend who, unbeknownst to her, had a wedding and Sia, the singer,
what?
Showed up as a friend of a, like a friend.
That's great.
Sia.
Sia was a plus one.
Did you know at the wedding? Did you like see her and go, oh, Sia's here?
Oh, and by the way, Sia came in a giant yellow dress with a giant bow at her shoulder. Sia didn't come in calmly, but that guy, I don't want. But then you're like, you know, if somebody's singing at the wedding, just singing a nice little song, and like Sia's over there in her yellow dress, you're kind of like, well, now I don't even feel good about singing like my little
song.
No,
that's when you change your song to Chandelier and you make everyone sing.
That's when your wedding becomes Sia's wedding. Right. I mean, it's just, you gotta let it go.
So, okay, so here's the weird part, guys. Okay, so this is what they do. This is some Chinese shit, okay? Buckle up for some shit that's some Chinese shit that you would never know about.
I'm so excited.
So my fiancé's sister was like, give me a certain number of invites and I will pass them out. And I'm sitting there like shaking like, who are they? Like, who are the people? Do I get the names?
Pass them out.
Right. She was like, just give them to me, and then I'll pass them out to the people. And I'm like,
I need their names for the name things. And I need,
And I'm like, well, can I get their addresses? Like, can I get, can I get the names at some point? Like, who are they? And I had to give it up to God. Now, they ended up not wanting to take them.
Who's they?
My new almost sister-in-law. Oh, she ended up being like, you know what? We don't need
out invites.
But it was like, you have to just, there's been a couple of just like, we'll do it and then you'll know about it situations. And I've been drenched in sweat. Mm. Like, I want to send a thank you note and I want to know who they are. And it's been like, don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh, that would give me hives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's some cultural stuff. That's just, you have to, I've had so many questions about it. And Wang was like, it is what it is. And I was like, no, but then I actually have the conversation with this sister. And I'm like, yeah, she's not making it feel like I have a choice. And therefore, I guess it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's so much of the wedding that just is what it is.
And so many people, even though you're like, it's my wedding and it's my fiance's wedding and that's it. It's like so many people have their own everything invested in it. It's like, okay.
Was there anything that you would do differently?
I mean, it goes by so fast. And I realized at the end of the night, there were some people, and I mean, you can't control this, but there were some people I was like, oh gosh, I hardly saw them. Or like, I wish I had danced more like with my parents or just, it all just went by in a flash.
Yeah.
So I would have maybe taken a couple more moments.
Okay.
To just really like sit in it and be like, who do I want to be with in this moment?
In this moment.
But it was it was so fun and it just happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And how about the guest list, people that you didn't invite? There's going to be people who I have to have. Did you have conversations?
Did you
pick up the phone?
So there was like one, and looking back, I especially now there's crashers that ended up coming. There were a couple people who I wished I had been able to invite, but not knowing who all was going to show up and what the day was going to be like. There's a group of friends who I studied abroad with who we all got really close. I loved them, but they all lived far away. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of, it was like a group of like seven girls that they either all could be invited or not. And we all had a conversation. They visited earlier in the year and knew, like, no, it's fine. You know, you're having a smaller wedding. And, like, that we totally understand. But looking back, it would have been really great to have them there.
Okay. A couple more questions about the whole guest list and how that goes down after the fact when we come back.
We're going to take a quick break.
Great.
Be right back.
OMFG.
Designed and manufactured in Los Angeles, Poprageous is a printed apparel brand specializing in premium leggings and other high-quality printed apparel like swimsuits, dresses, tops, and socks. Poprageous offers leggings and other printed apparel that is inspired by art, pop culture, and the internet, always celebrating the current cultural zeitgeist. They offer tons of different prints and colors to choose from, covering everything from Oregon Trail to emojis to Grumpy Cat. Their leggings are the perfect conversation piece for that next party you go to, and they also offer everyday designs for that day-to-day outfit. Their leggings are extremely comfortable, using only the highest quality performance fabric that is moisture-wicking and has a curve-hugging fit, making them perfect for the gym. Thicker than average leggings, while staying breathable, which means you'll never worry about them being see-through. Their leggings are designed with 4-way stretch for maximum comfort, and the prints won't fade. Double stitching provides extra reinforcement and durability. Extremely comfortable material made of 90% polyester and 10% elastane blend that allows for moisture wicking and a curve-hugging fit. Go check out all the styles on poprageous.com and use code OMFG for 20% off your entire first purchase and free U.S. shipping. Again, that's poprageous.com and use code OMFG at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping.
OMFG.
Welcome back. We are here with Emily Durrett, who is giving Deanna just great insights into wedding day / marriage prep.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm taking the marriage prep to heart. Because
doing the best I can.
We're in it. We're in it.
Listen, youth, you know, you got knowledge.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We're here to learn.
Here we are. Okay, so I'm at the point right now where I have to make, I think, those calls that you made to your friends and have that conversation. How big was your wedding?
I don't even entirely remember. I want to say it was something like 100 people.
Okay, so that is like a smaller number.
Smaller, and we have, my husband and I both have very large families.
Yeah. So right now is the point where I have not invited a few people that I need to call.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be on Facebook and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Have some of the people that you didn't have down the line a year later, 3 years later, is it still, and do you still feel weird about it?
No, I don't feel weird about it.
Okay.
They were all very cool. Part of me does, again, like, it would be like, oh, it would have been fun to have them there. But I think some people are crazy about weddings.
Yeah.
And they don't understand and they are selfish.
Right.
But for the most part, hopefully, anyone who's your friend understands, like, weddings are crazy,
yes.
And there's so much going on. There's so much that you're dealing with, and like at the end of the day, you just can't do everything.
Control everything.
You know, yeah. It's just so. Hopefully, good friends would understand that.
Right.
That's just
how have you done, Emily?
I've had a few conversations with people, just the people where I felt really bad.
Okay.
You know, and like it's refreshing. Most of them don't care because they totally understand.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, because you and I are both very sensitive people,
yeah.
Like, yeah, of course I still feel bad, like, 4 months later, five
right.
months later. But I don't think that it needs to be that way.
Okay.
You know?
You just need to make your decision and keep it moving.
Yeah.
But have the conversation.
Just in those cases where you feel like it's necessary. Like,
right.
I love you and I'm sorry I didn't invite you. You know,
right.
like, that's all you need to say. Like,
you don't need to
explain. People get it. Weddings are crazy.
Yeah. Ugh,
Poof. I know.
Did you guys do the gift, like the little gift for the people?
Oh, like favors?
Yeah.
We did a very small little favor, which actually, so we got engaged in Spain when I was studying abroad, and we served sangria at our wedding as like a thing from that. And our favors were just mason jars with the sangria recipe, and everyone could take
one.
Oh,
that's really sweet.
We had so many jars left over. They were our glasses in our home for like a very long time until eventually a lot of them broke. But that
great,
was
great. Great. Yeah.
That's a really cute gift.
That is cute. Yeah. Simple. No
and
problem.
It's meaningful to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
right.
Really nice. We didn't have one.
Okay. You just were like, no.
No, yeah. I mean, most of our guests were from out of town, and we did welcome bags.
Oh, great. Oh,
that's
which
nice.
I felt like that was enough. Mm-hmm. But my, like...
What did you put in them? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Of course. We, you know, we got married in Detroit, and...
Small cars.
we had just, like, all local stuff in there. Like,
smart.
Like, there's this Verner's is like a ginger ale made locally, then like Better Made chips or just like potato chips made locally.
Oh, that's so
and
fun.
These chocolates that are like everyone knows and loves. So it was just that kind of stuff.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, for me, like, and you know, what you did, like if there's not something obvious that's so lovely, like I always think sending people off with food because, you know, they've mm-hmm. just partied, they've just danced, they've just whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's such an easy thing where it's like, you don't have to worry about them traveling with it. You don't have to, you know, worry, is it nice enough? You're like, they ingest it. They'll enjoy it. Everyone
right.
loves it. Bye.
Yeah. Right. That's still like an unknown factor, but that's good. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, really. More will be revealed.
Revealed
quickly, but I was thinking maybe chopsticks that are cute.
Yeah,
chopsticks are cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
I don't know if it's too on the nose, guys, but maybe.
Well, chopsticks and fortune cookies might be more. You have to fish out your fortune cookie with the chopsticks.
And like a Mao Zedong like sticker.
One of those cats that like.
Yeah, the little.
They're like, we get it. It's a Chinese banquet. Relax. How did your hair and makeup go? Do you have any tips on that?
Oof. I wish I had had this conversation before my wedding.
It went well. Okay, so I did my own makeup. I went...
Bold.
Thank you. I went to someone before my wedding, mm-hmm. and they did makeup on me, and they showed me everything to buy and how to do it, and I practiced, and then I was like, okay, I can handle this. So I did my own makeup, had someone do my hair. We did a hair trial.
Mm-hmm.
It went great. I loved it. We did my hair on the day of, and it was completely different. It was
why?
Like, I don't know. Why. I will never know why. Because I
couldn't. Unsolved mystery.
Yeah, I will never know.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And again, like, I'm such a planner, and I am kind of a control freak. But, like, the state of mind that I was in on that day was so much like, all right, like, what up? This is it. Like, let's just go. Like, it was such a big thing that the little things that would probably normally freak me out were like, just not. I was like, my hair's done. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's go.
And did the person who did it recognize, at least to your face, that it's a totally different?
Again, I'm like,
the dignity of just saying, like, I know this is a totally different hairstyle than I promised you and we did together.
I don't know what happened. She, didn't seem super happy to be there.
Oh. Bitch.
I don't know. You
put a fucking smile on your face when you're doing my hair and makeup.
I think it just wasn't really her scene.
Okay, but well, whatever.
My hair was super cool. It just wasn't like what we planned. And I mean, I don't know why, but it's, you know.
My sister is freaking out because I... pretty much every single time I've ever got my hair and makeup done for a wedding or for a on set or whatever, I hate it.
Yeah. I hate when other people do my makeup. I actually really do.
I do too.
I feel like I never look like myself.
Yeah.
Here's what I will just say, I did not, day of, I didn't love my makeup or my hair. And I expected it though.
Okay.
Because you know that about yourself.
Yeah.
You have to do the makeup for the fucking pictures.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah.
Just let them shellac it on. I don't love my pictures either, but I don't love pictures of myself.
Okay.
Like, there's some self-love work that needs to go on. But
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, weddings take it to
another level.
That next level. Mm-hmm. So you have to go in with a knowing
that I'm probably not going to love my hair and makeup because I've never loved hair and makeup.
You're not going to love it.
Okay.
But with all that is going on in that day, you're not even going to think about it for 2 seconds.
But you guys, like with my sister's wedding, like a lot of times people take curly hair and they want to just curl it with a curling iron.
Well, don't let them do that.
I know, but then like I think it's going to be okay. I've like had meltdowns where I'm like.
You need to go in with a plan of what you want.
Fine.
Yeah. So you know what is best for your hair. Maybe they're going to straighten it and put it up in a bouffant, which I really hope you do.
I do, too.
That sounds lovely.
I
right?
I would love that.
And
love
the bigger, the better.
The bigger, the better.
Hold them accountable then when they do it again. And say, like,
I'm going to take pictures.
This is what. We took pictures. I don't know what to tell you. We took pictures.
Don't love this. Don't love this at all.
It still looked cool. Again, it wasn't, like, my favorite. It wasn't. My favorite thing I've ever had, but it was like, it's done, and here we go. I'm like, let's get married.
Here's the difference, though, with, like, being at your sister's wedding and hating your hair. You have more time to sit around and feel bad about your hair than you will on your wedding day. You don't have time. Mm-mm. So you're going to...
Both of my sisters, by the way.
They're going to do your face. They're going to shellac your face. Yeah. They're going to do your hair. You're going to have... I looked in the mirror once.
I like that.
You have no time for anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. And everyone's going to tell you look incredible and beautiful, and they're going to say you're the most beautiful bride.
You're not
going to
feel any other way. And the love, it doesn't matter. You're not even thinking.
It's overwhelming. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You're so obsessed with everything else that's going on.
I'm liking that, guys. Yeah. I'm liking that. I like that. I didn't like what you were saying before. I didn't like any of it. I felt really sad about all of it. And then I like this part.
Okay.
I like this part. The love is coming at you. Don't be in the mirror. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Because your one job on this day...
Yeah.
To just have fun.
Okay.
That's it. Don't be messing with details. Mm-mm. Don't be getting crazy about shit. When you get the phone call that something weird's happening, go, hey, June, do you mind handling this?
Yeah. No one should be calling you.
And walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally your only job is, quite honestly, is to work on accepting all that love that's coming at you.
That's
because
deep.
It's huge.
That's emotional.
And it will change you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that was fun.
What is the hardest time you guys have had so far in your four years of marriage? Two years of marriage.
Yeah. Probably about 3 months into moving to LA.
What was it like?
So we first moved to LA, and we actually got so close because it was just us. We didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
We didn't have jobs, so we were just like, just burning that wedding money to live here and just had each other. And, like, we cooked dinner every night and it was great. And then we started trying to, like, make LA work, and we're both kind of just run ragged by the stress of living here.
Yeah.
And having to work out how to, like, just balance everything.
Right.
That was really hard. I think I know that I'm the kind of person where, like, I know he's always going to be there, so I forget to, like, pay attention to that. I'm like, that's settled. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And then that's not fun for him. It's not fun for me.
Did you ever have the moment of, like, this was a mistake? Truly,
did I ever? No, I never had a moment of this was a mistake, but I've had a lot of moments of this is why most people don't do this.
Right.
So not feeling like it was a mistake, but just understanding, like, we challenged ourselves.
Right.
By doing this.
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And now you feel like you're on the other end of something.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say. LA is still hard and crazy, and he goes on tour every season. He's on tour right now, so that's hard, and that's always a challenge for us to just figure out, like, when we're going to talk and what's going to go with that. But LA has finally gotten much more comfortable for us, and we have friends, and we have a community, and so it's like things are kind of starting to get normal a little bit, and things feel a lot better.
And do you ever feel like a guy, a cute redhead on the road at such a young age, do you ever have, like, trust issues with that?
I don't. No. I've never been a very jealous person. I mean, and then this is also as much a, you know, saying good things about him as it is me.
Right.
Like, he gives me no reason to feel that way. But I've never really been a jealous person. And I have no reason to worry.
And
I just think, what a stress and what a waste of time to put your energy into that. Like, if it is happening, if it does happen, like, that's terrible and cross that bridge when you get to it. But to spend the time
worrying about something that is could, like, pending that,
it's just there's no use in it.
Well, that's a good, healthy way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's not going to. I mean, I'm not worried about it. I'm just I'm just thinking at that age where everybody is like kind of feeling loose and like, you know, it's just a different where people aren't thinking to respect marriage.
Right.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, bitches be trifling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Since you are the wonderful age of 24, what kind of youthy things do you have for us?
OK, I brought a couple things. Here's the thing. When you originally asked me to do this, I was like, I'm not hip.
Everyone says this, by the way.
Do they?
Yeah. Everyone.
I was like, I don't know. I don't, I like.
And look, you're probably not.
I mean.
Anthony Trolley thought he was hip. Other than that,
I know Anthony. He's hip.
He thinks he's hip.
Yeah, he gets it. And you know what? He is.
Okay, great.
And I think he is.
Anthony, you've been validated today.
Good for you.
Hi, Anthony. Okay, so I truly asked one of my friends who spends a lot of time on Tumblr.
Oh, great.
I was like, what is happening? Like, fill me in. The one thing that I came in that I did know about was squad goals.
About squad goals. Well, I would love to hear more.
I don't know how hip it is anymore because it's like been around for a while. But I love it. I love the idea of it. I think it's so
squad
fun.
Being your crew.
Squad's your crew. Squad goals is like if you're out having a great time and you have a picture of all of you and you like look really great, it's like, it's kind of like a bragging thing. Like,
which
check,
is great.
Check out my group.
I support I support bragging.
Yeah. I support bragging too.
Yeah.
I've been reading articles recently about like in support of the selfie too. I also read an article recently about how selfies have killed like 12 people this past year, which is insane. But
pull it together, people.
Pull it together. But there is like this cool culture of bragging, but like confidence of like, yeah, this is like, this is, I'm proud of what I look like. I'm proud of my friends. Like, let's look at what we're doing.
See, you know what's funny? I always thought the squad goals thing was like, I'm looking at somebody else's squad and being like, that's my squad goal. You know?
It can be. I think it can be.
Oh, it could be either or.
And it also can be ironic. Like, it could be like a picture of a bunch of dogs and be like, squad goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, there are just
which
so
I love.
Many. Yeah, which is always great.
Yeah.
So many nuances.
But it's definitely, I think it started with, like, this is my squad, and, like, check this out.
Yeah. I like that.
Which is pretty cool. And then this meme, which I don't talk about memes very often,
but let's talk about it.
This meme that my friend showed me that I've recently just found to be so hilarious.
Oh, good, good, good.
Is, it's on Tumblr, and it's, you caption pictures with, who is she? And it comes from, like, the scene in Cinderella, right, where she's like dancing, everyone's like, who is she? Like, she looks amazing. Who is she? Or like,
that's what everyone's gonna say at your wedding.
Who is she? I don't want anyone saying that because that means they were not invited and they're crashers. I want everyone to know who I am.
Everyone should know who you are.
Yes.
Or like Sia, you know?
Yeah.
Who is she? You know?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Someone's making a statement and you want to know who they are because they just are so fabulous. So then it started, I think, with at the Met Gala, there was a pigeon on the red carpet and someone took a picture and was like, who is she? Which was so funny to me.
Me too.
And now it's just like,
that's good.
Mostly what I could find is just like really weird, funny pictures of animals and being like, who is she?
Yes.
I have just a couple that I can show you guys that I found to be quite fun. This picture of this cat being blown in the wind, and it's the caption is, how majestic, who is she?
I am dying. Oh, that gosh. Is so stupid.
It's so
funny.
Stupid.
That's so great.
It's so stupid,
who
but it makes
she?
Me laugh.
Oh, I
every
love
time.
It. I did not know of who is she. Did you, Emily?
No, I did
oh, my
not.
God.
Who is she?
Oh,
man,
who is she? I'm into it. Like, you could even do it of like a weeping willow that had like
anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
And people do. And people do. And this one is also,
who is she?
The caption of this is, who is she? What agency is she with? And it's just like this crazy looking greyhound.
What agency is she with? That's so funny.
Oh, man,
funny.
It's so funny.
It's so
and
good.
The Greyhound's nose is in the air.
She's like in the water.
Right.
And Greyhounds just generally are just such funny
they're elegant.
Looking.
They're
really elegant. Very
love
bougie.
Them.
Very bougie.
They're very anorexic.
Yeah.
They're
who is she?
Who is she? So that's fun.
Squad goals.
Waste your time on the internet. Just
yeah. Who is she?
That.
I will be definitely checking out the hashtag who is she.
That's really good.
Well, who is she? She is Emily
Durrett.
Oh.
And she's here and she did it. This is my takeaway.
Okay.
Raph,
my hair is
this.
Not going to look like anything I expect it to look.
Yeah, that could happen.
My face is probably...
It's going to get beat. We're going to beat a face.
We're going to beat a face, and I probably won't like it because unless I do what you did, which is do it myself, which I probably would like, but I probably don't have the guts to do that, so I'm probably going to have somebody else do it and then be disappointed. Mm. And I know that already. Mm-hmm. I also know that I won't love all the pictures. Nope. Hopefully, I'll love like four of them.
Mm-hmm. And someone told me, down the line, you're going to love them so much more.
Yeah.
Great. So put some space between you and the pictures in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
even though everyone's going to ask you, where are the pictures? Where are the pictures?
Well, I've been asking you.
Put
How
the
many
space.
Times have I asked you?
I don't
haven't
like
seen
mine
them yet.
You can't have them yet.
All right, fine.
Yeah. So put some space.
But you know what? Hair, makeup, everything. You're still going to feel better than you've ever felt.
Okay.
You're going to feel better than you've ever felt.
It's not
I'm
even going to matter what you look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to be glowing from your insides out. Like you're beaming
true.
Beauty no matter what.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm actually excited. That's really fun. And I'm also going to let Cece do whatever touches need to be done. I'm
you
not going to touch
Cece.
It that day. Mm-mm. I'm going to focus. How much champagne did you guys have before you showed up to your ceremony?
None? I had maybe half a glass.
Yeah, I think I had like a toast with my friends.
You're on drugs.
Yeah.
You're on drugs. You don't need a thing.
It's crazy.
Okay. You
yeah.
could not have a drink the entire time and
Ooh,
you're
weird.
Like you're just like shaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
So Emily, you are on a Herald team.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
For people who don't know what that is, can you explain it?
Mm. Yeah. So Herald team is, this is at Upright Citizens Brigade out here. And they are house teams. We perform a form of long form called the Herald.
Long form improv?
Yes.
Cool.
And we perform every Monday night. There's a Friday matinee over at Franklin. And sometimes we do shows at Sunset. If you haven't been to UCB Sunset, check it out.
Very cool.
It's hard to explain what a Herald is.
I mean, you're on a team. You're on an improv team.
I'm on an improv team, and it's fun, and it's great, and it's a wonderful group of people, and we have fun together. That's
and that's squad goals.
And that's squad goals.
Major
squad goals.
Where can people find you?
People can find me. I never use my Twitter, so don't find me there. I have a website. It's just emilydurrett.com.
Boom.
Done.
You can find me on the UCB page, too.
Oh,
go
very
there
nice.
And
we're going to come see your show Friday
name.
And Mondays.
Fridays and Mondays.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Wait, do we have a name
me.
Of this Herald team?
Knuckle Puck. We support you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
You guys got me juiced.
It's going to be great.
Bye.
OMFG.
She's great.
I mean, when I said I was bringing you the best of the best, what I meant was I'm bringing you the frickin' best wedding advice.
You know what? She had a real breezy approach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even though she's like I can tell, yeah, she's a planner. She may have a little, she has an anal streak.
Sure.
But I like the advice. Keep it moving. Don't be lifting too many fingers on the day of. Whatever happens, happens.
And you asked me earlier today, which we didn't get into.
Okay.
When do you hand it off? When do you stop producing your own wedding?
Yeah.
And my advice to you.
Go ahead.
As soon as you can. Like. Just get to the part where you're enjoying it. Like,
okay. Can I tell you when I think that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be working up until.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday, we have a rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we get married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be done the morning of Friday.
That's a great goal. That's doable.
But I have to schlep a lot of shit into the city. So it's going to be, but great. Like morning, like maybe noon Friday.
Let's go for 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Friday.
Okay.
Hand it over. Hand those keys right over.
Okay.
Slap a smile on that face.
Okay.
Start. Because it's a lot. What I don't think I anticipated was the emotion.
Okay.
There's so much emotion that you're not going to be able to focus if you're doing other things. Your job from 10 a.m. on Friday is to just feel the emotions.
Oh, you know, that's almost scary. I almost want to feel only half of them.
That's fine.
But Emily, you know how emotional. I don't want to be crying.
You won't cry. Okay. It's so happy. It's just so happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not crying.
But you know this is like a weighted. There's a lot going on.
I do. You're still not crying.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yes. So who is she?
Who is she is making me laugh.
It's like the best thing.
I'm like already thinking of things. Like I almost want to do it with like a tissue box. You
it's
know
up
what I
there
mean?
There with canceled for me.
Yeah.
As like one of my canceled. Favorite things we've learned. So yeah.
Who is she is really.
Who is she? Who is she?
Who is she? The dog in the dog looking over in the breeze. Who is she?
Who is she?
That is so silly.
Well, if you're wondering who we are, I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Rayfield at Deanna Rayfield.
Emily Durrett.
She was great.
Was amazing. Thanks so much for joining us today. And
follow us at OMFG Pod in all the places. Thank you for doing your little hello to us on iTunes because that's really helpful. Look, we need it. Let's go.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to go to poprageous.com today to get 20% off your first order and free U.S. shipping. Poprageous specializes in leggings that are both stylish and functional. They offer hundreds of different styles inspired by art and pop culture, including designs like the Oregon Trail, PDX Carpet, Pac-Man, Emojis, Tetris, and many more. Check out poprageous.com. That's poprageous.com and use code OMFG at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping.
OMFG! Attention humans, before you turn your podcast application off, why not listen to the best podcast in the universe? Improv for Humans with Matt Besser.
Oh, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me.
Improv legend Matt Besser and his friends. Take your suggestions.
Three of the best improvisers in the world will be improvising off your suggestions given to me at Twitter, newspaper articles. We're going to crap on YouTube.
And turn them into long-form improv comedy.
But I wasn't referring to the lion when I said lion. I was referring to your tooth.
What?
That's what I call teeth now.
Oh, I see.
Lions. Right now, we're going to knock that crown right out in one fast shot.
What do you know?
Swift shot.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
As your sole defender, I'm beginning to feel that your lion hunting activities are crossing into your dental activities in a way that I had not anticipated.
Listen to Improv for Humans on iTunes, evolve.com, Howl, or your favorite podcast app.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. This has been a Wolf Pop production, executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.